We're going to celebrate this morning that he is risen. Two of you know it. He is risen. He is risen. If you'd like to stand to join us, please feel free. I'm bringing in a brand new song. I'm ready to see the unthinkable. I'm ready for a miracle. Hearts praying for a fresh encounter. Souls looking to the living God. I'm ready for a real revival. Oh, Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire. Holy Spirit, fall. Overflowing of your kingdom, we're ready for a real revival. Oh, Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire. Holy Spirit, fall in this place, fill our hearts. Holy Spirit, come like a flood, like a fire. Welcome, you may have a seat.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Happy Resurrection Sunday. I know Thea said this, he is risen. We're going to try it again because I didn't hear much of a response. I want you to raise the roof off this place. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
And he will come again.
Yes.
Amen. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournfulalliance@shaw.ca. Today, Easter Sunday, there will be no ARC Sunday School or nursery, but there will be coloring papers at the back. Youth group is meeting at 7 p.m. at the church this Wednesday, and we are trying to update our church directory, and so if you are newer to the church or would like your name in the new directory or your information has changed, please fill out a form at the Welcome Center. Next Sunday will be Soup and Pie Sunday. There will be a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center with what you can bring. We will be doing baptism coming into the summer, so if you would like to learn more, contact the office or talk to Pastor Lewis. If you would like prayer today, there will be people stationed in the back corner that will pray for you. Thank you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught snow, the sun forbear to shine. from glory, took on flesh to save the lost, grace and mercy displayed upon the cross, our redemption. He's the hope for all mankind, one name over everything. Oh, one name over everything. Jesus over everything. He reigns forevermore. Our song for all eternity. Jesus Christ is Lord. And who can rival our resurrected King? In one moment he brought death to its knees, all the power, oh, and all authority, to one name over everything. Oh, one name over everything.
Let the neighbors hear it. Good King, he's a good Lord. We can always trust that.
The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash
now robed in majesty, the radiance of perfect love now shines for all to see. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. The fear that held us now gives way to Him who is our peace. His final breath upon the cross is now alive in me. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. And by your Spirit I will rise from of defeat. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. In your name I come alive to declare your victory. The resurrected King is resurrecting me. By your Spirit I will rise from the ashes of defeat. Tomb where soldiers watched in vain was borrowed for 3 days. His body there would not remain. Our God has robbed the
we just celebrate this morning, Lord, in your name, Jesus, your amazing victory, and not just 2,000 and some years ago, but right now, today, you're just victorious still, and you offer that to us, and by your Spirit, we will rise from defeat, and we will be, the whole point, Lord, is that you are resurrecting us with you in Jesus' name. So we just thank you and praise you for this day that you have made. Amen. Before you sit down, feel free to greet each other. You got it. There is no Sunday school, but there are kids packs if you didn't see them at the front.
Good morning. That was one of the best handshakes I've ever had. Is there any other chocolate out there that I have not seen? The seasons are changing. I wore my straw hat today, not my green hat, because spring is coming. This morning we're going to use 1 Chronicles to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, David says in verses 10 and 11, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Let us join with these words. We praise you. We adore you. You are over all things. Echo this truth to God over and over in your hearts. Confession, David writes in verse 17, I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. God knows all things lurking in our hearts and minds and the things revealed in our actions. Come confess your sins to him who forgives all things, choosing integrity over sin. Thanksgiving, verse 13-14. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We too are overwhelmed by the richness of your love and your lavish gifts that you've given. Let us thank him for all the things that he's given to us and respond in generosity to his generosity to us. Thank you, God, for all that you've given us. Supplication. At the close of his prayer, David writes in verse 18-19, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon a wholehearted desire to obey all your commands, laws, and decrees, and do everything necessary to build this temple, for which I've made these preparations. What is the work that God has placed before us to accomplish with wholehearted obedience? We ask God to direct our path and help us obey him in our home life, in our places at work or school. Bring your request before him, inviting him into your week. We pray for Cynthia and Jill, for Betty, for Lou, for Shannon and Cam, for Ernie's family, for Marcia and Neville, Monique and Wilford, Angel, Faith, for Don and Thea's family, for Kevin and Corrine and their family, Vicky's healing, Sean and Chantel, Isaac and Corrine, Linda and Ron, for Corrine and Isaac, places around the world, Sweden, Sudan, Israel, Gaza, Lebanon, Iran, Afghanistan. God, we pray for peace in these countries. For Canada and the United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are greater than what we can bear. God, we come to you, the one who knows us and loves us. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
It is my pleasure to read this short excerpt from Psalm 27. It's verses 1 to 9. It's just a wonderful message about God's protection and his love for us. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfections and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I'm coming.
Join the song, lift your voice as heaven and earth give praise. Fall to your knees at the feet of the Son of the one true God. Turn from old ways, lift your eyes, for the kingdom of God is here. Son of God, Lord.